two big meetings going on in Europe today, Jeremy. Negotiators in Vienna say they need more time to reach a nuclear deal with Iran. We'll get to that in just a few minutes.
And in Brussels, European leaders have been holding an emergency summit on Greece with a new proposal to deal with the debt crisis expected from Greece by tomorrow. But as the clock ticks, the Greek people are struggling with strict controls on access to their money. Joining us now with his insight into the crisis is Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary in the Clinton administration, was a top economic advisor to President Obama. He's now at Harvard. Larry Summers, welcome back to Here and Now.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, both sides in this, if we say both sides, the creditors and Greece, say they want Greece to stay in the eurozone. But it is looking like a game of chicken. If that's what it is, which side do you think should blink at this point to make it possible for Greece to stay in the euro?
Look, I think both sides need to make adjustments. Both sides are going to get more of what they fear if Greece leaves the euro. If Greece leaves the euro, the new Greek currency is going to be massively devalued, and that's going to mean very large reductions in Greek pension payments in real terms, very large reductions in the purchasing power of the wages of Greek workers, the things the Greek government fears most. If Greece leaves, that's going to mean default in the large part on the debts that Greece owes, and that could be much more, could ultimately be much more expensive for the Europeans than the debt relief that Greece is seeking. So both sides have a very substantial interest in reaching a deal, and let's hope that it happens. Time now is getting very short, given the extremis in which the Greek banking system finds itself.
How much time do you think is left before there has to be a deal to keep Greece in the euro?
I think there'd have to be some kind of understanding by the end of this week, or you're on a pretty steep slope towards Greece's leaving the euro.
And what do you think of the approach of the Nobel Prize-winning economist, the New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, who was said he was very happy that the Greeks voted no in this referendum and basically believes that it's the Germans who need to back down on demands for further austerity in Greece?
Well, I have considerable sympathy with the view that the Germans need to recognize that all of this needs to be embedded in a growth strategy rather than an austerity strategy. I have very considerable sympathy with the judgment that you can't grow the economy simply by starving the economy. On the other hand, I think that Greece needs to recognize that there has not yet been a year when the net flow of money, that is new loans to Greece, didn't significantly exceed all loan repayments by Greece. And so you can't have the flow of money forever be one way. And I think that's a legitimate thing to point out to the Greeks. I think it's legitimate to observe that it is problematic to ask Northern Europe to finance levels of pension benefits in Greece, for example, that are disproportionate to the overall standard of living in Greece. So I think there needs to be compromise on both sides, and I tend to find the ideologues on either side to be seeing only a part of the picture.
And do you have confidence that they will reach a compromise? Do you think that these two sides will be able to come together by the end of the week, as you say?
I am guardedly optimistic, but very guardedly. They've had a lot of time, and they have not done it yet. On the other hand, I think the magnitude of the challenge in the Greek banking system should concentrate the mind. So I would describe myself as guardedly optimistic.
If they don't reach a deal and Greece does leave the euro, what is at stake for the United States?
It's a problem for the European economy. Just how large a problem, nobody knows. But if the European Union is no longer a undividable union, that will increase uncertainty premiums. That will take a cost in terms of economic growth. You know, President Truman declared the Truman Doctrine, a central part of our Cold War strategy, over Greece. And so, given its location, Greece is geopolitically important. And so we have a stake in it being a viable, growing state that's part of Europe rather than a free-floating and perhaps collapsing state. The American economy will survive, and whether or not it flourishes will not depend principally on what happens in Greece. But I think our broad security interests, our relationship with Europe, which depends upon European strength, are very much implicated by what happens in Greece.
Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary in the Clinton administration as a top economist to President Obama and is now a professor and president emeritus at Harvard University. Thank you so much, as always, for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And I also asked Larry Summers about the stock market collapse going on in China. You can hear his thoughts at hereandnow.org.